Now it's time to find out what's going on in the NRL transfer market.
Righto, Coach K, there's always something going on, some new bit of news. What do you got for us today?
There's a lot today, Jimmy. Let's kickstart things with Luciano Leilua. So the West Tigers are in danger of losing him to the open market after delayed negotiations over a contract upgrade, an extension.
Right.
So the telly's reporting that Leilua could elect to hit the open market on November 1. He's contracted until the end of 2022 on a deal worth 450K a season.
Unrelated to the absence of his brother, BJ?
Well, they didn't play with each other at the Roosters, Raiders. I mean, why have sudden now, though?
Yeah.
You know, that's the real question.
I saw those numbers quoted in that story that you're talking about. It's getting too expensive.
Well, he wants 700K for next season, so he's seeking a contract upgrade.
I think he deserves an upgrade from 450, but not too much.
Okay. On the fringe, he's very dangerous.
Yeah.
In attack, how's his defence?
Is he very dangerous? I think, yeah. Okay. So he's looking for 700. If I asked you, who do you want? Isaiah Papali'i or Luciano Leilua?
Papali'i, because he's more versatile. Can play prop. I don't think Luciano Leilua could play prop.
No, but I also think Isaiah's a much better player. Now, that might be a bad example because he came as a very cheap buy for the Parramatta Eels and turned out to be one of the, arguably the buy of the season. He won't be paid what he was paid last year, wouldn't have thought, at the Parramatta Eels. But if you're looking at that and saying, okay, we could get Isaiah Papali'i for 500, but Luciano wants 700. I know who I'm going with.
Oh, you 100% go Papali'i, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
But if he's on the market, he'd be a good pickup, Luciano, if he decides to test it.
Well, we just spoke about Phil Gould and unravelling what's happening at the Bulldogs. This is the incredible stat. This comes in Sport Confidential today, written by Michael Carayannis, Jamie Pandaram and Brent Reed. This is what... So the five top paid players at the Bulldogs, five of them,
okay, hit me.
None of them play in the spine.
Wow.
That is mismanagement.
Okay.
So, Tevita Pangai Jr., Nick Kotrick, Josh Jackson, Josh Adokar, and Luke Thompson.
Any of those would you say is reasonable, Jimmy?
In isolation, probably all of them, but not all of them.
No, you can't afford to pay all of them.
No. Like, surely your highest... Of your five highest paid players, three of them have to be in key positions, don't they?
Well, you'd think so.
Unless there's a dearth of them.
Well,
word of the day.
Halfback, though, next season? Still questionable?
Yeah, that's right.
So you'd think that they'd be on huge money.
The good thing about the Bulldogs' salary cap next year is they'll get Matt Burton for not much, but he deserves a lot more.
Right.
And maybe they even bump him up for the years after that, or we'll wait and see. But he is a... Let's call Matty Burton. I might even be conservative here. Let's call him a $650,000, a $700,000 a year player, and they're getting him for a lot cheaper than that.
Yeah.
So there's a tick. There's a money baller. That's what you describe as value, right?
The Dogs did well, Jimmy.
The problem with that, everyone's recognised that he's underpaid, and so now his manager's going, Gus. I want to talk to you about Matty Burton.
Knock on the door.
Yeah.
That's right. The Roosters have snared Paul Momorowski, according to the Sydney Morning Herald. Now, you touched on it. A three-year deal worth around 300K a season. That's a steal.
That's about right.
Could he start?
Momorowski, yeah.
So he'll start for the Roosters on 300K. I reckon Kieran would feel unlucky there. I reckon he... Because I thought Kieran impressed in some shape or form.
Showed a bit more speed than I anticipated.
Yeah.
Adam Kieran.
Can kick.
But... Who's going to be the start? What's their starting centres? Tedesco at the back, Joey Manu. Where does Suwali go?
Well, that you'd argue centre. It would be him, Momorowski, or Kieran.
So the wingers are Tupou and who's on the other wing?
This is another big talking point.
Where does Billy Smith fit in?
They reckon Billy Smith might be the winger.
Is Suwali on the wing?
Well, then Billy Smith moves out.
Moves into the centres.
Yeah. There's a lot there. I mean, Robbo's got a lot to work with, which is great.
Yeah. And that goes back to, you know, we're talking that this was Bulldog Bob saying he's the poster boy for people chasing money. Let's be realistic around this. He's not chasing the money. You know, chasing money at $300,000, well, good luck to him, he gets that. But the fact that Trent Robinson and the Roosters want him back tells you something about his character.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. For sure it does. The Storm have insured hooker Harry Grant will be out of reach for the Dolphins for 2023. So Brett Reed's reporting this. So the Storm have exercised a mutual option between club and player on Grant's contract for the 2023 season.
Wouldn't have thought he was going anywhere at any point.
Nah, Bellamy wouldn't lose him.
No.
Not at all. Good pick up. I'm sure the Dolphins would have happily made a play, though.
Oh, I think he would have been ideal for them.
Yeah, perfect. You get Welsh in him, bit of a double hit.
Well, and look, he's a hooker, right? He's a key player, key position player. So, yes, pay him a lot of money. And you know the attitude's going to be right. You're right about Welsh, too. He's another one.
Yeah. Nah, good call. Good call. The Dragons have signed the grandson of immortal Reg Gasnier. Ex-Sharks player Jack Williams has shot at making his NRL debut after the utility agreed to a train and trial contract with the club last week.
Yeah, he's a little halfback. I know his dad, Pete Williams, who used to be a trainer at the Roosters back in the day. A really good fella. And I don't know Jack at all. I think his best footy is good. He's a bit slight, or he was, certainly. But I haven't seen him play for a little while. He was in that really good under-20 side from 2017 with Kyle Flanagan. Remember they blitzed the competition?
In the Sharks team?
Sharks team.
Trindle?
John Morris was the coach.
Was Trindle there?
And they went loss out of the semi-finals.
Wow.
Yeah.
She was in that team. They had Trindle as a halfback.
Yes.
Would that be right?
One of the Brayley boys was the hooker.
Yep.
I think it was Jaden.
Mm-hmm.
Blake. One of the Brayley boys.
One of the Brayley boys.
Yes.
Blake would have been there too.
Yes.
Actually, as a matter of fact, in terms of under 20, see, this is what I miss about the under 20s, Jimmy, because a lot more people would have an idea about these young kids coming through.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Now, back in the day, when Val Holmes was playing for the Sharks in the 20s, they also had a strong team.
Yeah. Yes, they did.
And I'll never forget, his try-scoring tally was incredible that year. I think that was his final year, the 20s. He was racking up 3 to 4 tries a game.
Yeah.
That's how good he was. But anyway, that's why a lot of people don't know about these.
Tom Trbojevic.
Another example.
Mm.
Another strong team. Liam Knight was in that team.
Oh,
the Seagulls.
It's funny, I don't know how it came up. I was looking at a photo, actually, a mate of mine, Chris Sykes, passed away 25 years ago. He was 22 years of age. He, 2 years earlier, had played in the under-21s grand final for the Roosters, and he was a younger age player. The Roosters played the Sharks 2 years in a row. I think it was 92-93 or 93-94. That Sharks side had Adam Dykes, Matt Rogers, David Peachey, Nathan Long, Sean Ryan, Dean Treister, Nick Graham. Had these guys that went on to play long, very successful careers at the Sharks. Some of them, a couple of them, superstars.
Outrageous. What a team that would have been.
Yeah,
and I enjoyed watching Adam Dykes play. Dykesy was great.
Very good player.
Very good indeed.
Yeah.
The Roosters. Now, there's two things I want to touch on here with the Roosters. I know I've touched them on Morofsky, but I'm going to pick your brain about something that you'd mentioned to me this morning.
Yes. Okay?
But let's start off with this. The Roosters are set to bring Kaveedi Silktails outside back Vuati, I'm sorry if I pronounced it wrong, Vuati Karawalevu into their squad for the 2022 NRL season.
Uh-huh.
So it's a good story because they came down here for the Romassi Cup, the Silktails.
Yes.
Did some good things, and now that some of the players are getting picked up. So this kid could be the next big thing.
Is this the guy that Freddie... They had the back page of the paper. Remember about 6 months ago, Stephen Driscoll, who was heavily involved with the Silktails, Freddie, he described him as the Brad Fittler of Fijian rugby league. I know. You've got to get a back page somehow of Fijian rugby league. I'm pretty sure that was the fellow they were talking about. Well, he might have some company there because my information is that Kev Naguama is very close to signing up with the Sydney Roosters as well. Off the back of a man-of-the-match performance for St. Helens in the Super League Grand Final. He's been there. I'm pretty sure he's been there for all three straight premierships, hasn't he?
But why would you go? We talk about the depth the Roosters have in their backs. What's in it for Kevin Naguama?
They wouldn't be paying him a lot of money. He gets a chance to come back here and, I won't say assimilate back into life, back into Australia. And we're going to catch up with Brett Morris a little bit later on in the program. And I just go, oh, okay, well, let's... You know, football happens and it's bang.
You're going.
Then by the 1st of November, you're out there looking for a job because the payments stop effective immediately.
Mm. That's true. Well, 33 tries in 65 games at St Helens for Kev. So he's still got his pedigree. He's still good enough that he can compete. Wait and see.
Oh, see him in the grand final. Great footwork. Scored a really good try. So there you go. That it?
That's it.
Well done. NRL transfer market update there with Coach K. All right, we'll take a break. After the break, we're back. We'll find a winner of the Cox Plate with Chris Nelson, and we'll also find a winner at Cootamundra today with Chris Nelson. I think he's done the form there. It'd be good.